Get ready to smile again with radio's home folks, Vic and Sade, written by Paul Reiner. Yes, so here again, friends, your good friends Vic and Sade, brought to you by the makers of Crisco. And with them is your radio neighbor, Mrs. Beach, who chats with you every day about cooking and good food. Mrs. Beach has just been telling me some more about the pies her daughter Patty is making.
Well, honestly, Patty tickles me so. She's only 12, you know. But since that first pie she made with the new Crisco pastry method a couple of weeks ago, well, there's just been no holding her. Just yesterday afternoon, she brought me in some peach pie she'd made for the children's lunch. I thought I wouldn't eat it right then, and I told her so. And I wish you could have seen her little face fall. "Why, Mama," she said, "I just want to see the expression on your face when you taste the crust." Now, you know, even if you weren't hungry, you couldn't resist that. And Patty certainly got her reward, because I ate every speck. Honestly, Crisco's new pastry method gives you such wonderful pie crust. You know, they guarantee you tender, flaky pie crust every single time, or your money back. Honestly, it's such a relief not worrying about tough cup pie crusts anymore. I don't know about you, but I used to turn out tough pie crust occasionally, usually when we were having company. But that's all over now. You see, Crisco's specially made just to give you tender, flaky pie crust. It's different from any other shortening at your store. So why don't you get some Crisco? You'll find the new pastry method is right on the label. And try it for a pie. Remember, the Crisco people actually guarantee you tender, flaky pie crust. In fact, if you aren't satisfied with your pie crust, just drop me a note on the back of a Crisco label telling me why. Address me, Mrs. Isabella Beach, care of Crisco, Cincinnati, Ohio, and the Crisco people will refund you the price of one full pound. Now, what could be fairer than that? So make a pie this new Crisco way real soon, won't you? And now it's time for our visit with Vic and Sade.
Well, sir, it's late in the afternoon as we approach the small house, halfway up in the next block now, and here in the living room we find Mrs. Victor Gook all by herself. Mrs. Gook is established in her husband's easy chair, her sewing basket in her lap. We're untutored in such matters, but we're inclined to believe she's embroidering initials on napkins. However, we're probably mistaken because... Oh, wait a minute. Here's a voice. Listen.
Mom. Hey, don't you be coming in that front door with your muddy feet.
I'm not.
Go around to the back.
I ain't coming in at all. What you doing?
Sewing.
Why don't you come outside? Rain's over. Sun's shining now.
Well, don't stand there holding the door open.
Nice out.
Is that?
Sure is. Went out in the porch.
Well, I'm busy.
It's real swell out. Bring your sewing and come sit in the swing.
Any mail in the box?
No. You coming?
Well, I might as well take a look at this sunshine you're talking about.
No fooling, it's warm as toast.
What time is it?
Not quite 3 o'clock.
Well, wait till I get my sweater.
Oh, you won't need your sweater, Mom.
Certainly will.
No.
Well, I'm going to put it on just the same.
This is August, Mom.
Mm-hmm. August, when it pays a person to watch their step. Air is cram-packed full of sickness.
That's what you say about every month in the year. Take it in spring, summer, fall, or winter. You always tell how the air is cram-packed
well,
full of
sickness. Well, let's go for going.
Let's take advantage of the porch swing while we can.
Why?
Because the porch swing season is short and won't be long before we'll be taking it down and putting it in the basement.
Close the door.
It'll stay there till next year.
Hey, it is warm.
What'd I tell you?
Wasn't anywhere near like this noon.
Thermometer's been climbing steadily up the ladder all day.
Well, last night's paper stated rise in temperatures, but I never expected this much of a change.
Me neither. Have a seat.
This is getting to be an awful junky-looking porch swing.
Next year we can slap on a coat of paint.
Well, we'll probably buy a new one. Half the slats on it are loose.
You and me and Gov are the types of individuals that give a porch swing rough treatment.
You mean you're the type of individuals that gives a porch swing rough treatment? Me and Gov don't invite our friends over to hang by their heels on it.
I suppose you refer to Smelly Clark.
I refer to the whole bunch of you.
I guess I have to admit I belong to a pretty red-blooded, active set of fellas. My arteries pump away with
there's
energy.
There's Mr. Kreider.
Uh-huh.
Got his little quarter's worth of steak from Crotcher's Meat Market.
How you know?
He gets a little quarter's worth of steak every evening. Cooks it himself and eats it himself.
They aim to buy it in the bulk. Makes me think of a scheme as figured out by Rooster Davis.
Hmm?
He's going to go in the restaurant business, see?
Hmm.
Specializing in bacon sandwiches.
Hmm.
Selling nothing but bacon sandwiches.
Hmm.
On the corner of Jefferson and Main Street.
Oh, go ahead and tell what you're going to tell. Don't just say one sentence at a time and then wait till I answer. Miss Elder's got that habit. Gives a person the willies.
Eugene Partlow's got the worst habit I know of. He'll strike up a conversation with you and tell a story or something, and then won't give you a chance to tell a story.
Miss Apparat'll do that, too.
The other day I saw Eugene in Tapman's vacant lot.
That was Mr. Clark.
Uh-huh.
Got his little umbrella up.
Wonder why. The rain stopped.
Well, he carries it to keep off the sun. He had sunstroke one time and's been scared of it ever since.
Yeah?
He always wears tennis shoes on account of that, too.
Because he got sunstroke?
Mm-hmm. When he was a young man working on a farm, he keeled over from the heat. Affected his ankle some way. Had to wear tennis shoes ever since to be comfortable.
Funny place to get sunstroke, in the ankle.
Yeah, but that's the way it is.
Pretty nice sitting here in the porch swing, huh?
Lovely day, all right.
Ain't you glad I called you out?
Never was so happy in my life.
Thought you'd pass a sarcastic remark, huh?
Yeah.
That's okay. I like to see a streak of fun in an individual's makeup. The way I look at it, an American citizen
Miss
ought
Simmons?
To always... Huh?
Miss Simmons turning off on Kelsey?
Uh-huh.
She's got her little girl.
Oh, I was telling you about Eugene Partlow and how he won't give you a chance in the conversation. The other day, I got talking with him up in Tapman's vacant lot, and he whipped out a story concerning a big fish as caught by his Uncle Verniel. When he got through and I said, that's fine, I started to tell about a big fish. But do you think he'd let me? No, sir, he plowed right ahead with a story about another big fish is caught by his Uncle Hook.
Oh, that's Miss Apparat to a T. And if a person does get a word in edgeways, she don't listen.
Uh-huh.
You can tell by the expression on her face. She's just waiting for you to get through so she can go ahead again.
Uh-huh.
Guess I don't really need this sweater at that.
Should I help you slip it off?
No, I'm going to leave it on. People shouldn't take chances in August. The air seems balmy, but you can't ever tell. Take our next-door neighbor there in Dixon, Mr. Slither. He went out one morning to get the newspaper in his undershirt. Come back in the house, give a sneeze, went to bed and stayed there for 6 weeks. It wasn't the least bit funny. They were poor people, and he did piecework in a foundry, and I remember that sick spell ate up everything they had in the bank. My mother used to take hot dishes over a lot.
No, but that sure was quick work. Just give one sneeze and then went to bed.
Yeah.
You sure somebody didn't shoot him in the head with a revolver?
Things like that ain't to be joked about, son. There goes Mr. Ruggers.
Got his little rake to rake the leaves with.
When are you going to get at our leaves?
Oh, Saturday, maybe.
Yes, and on Saturday you'll come around with monstrous big plans about 9 innings of baseball over in Tapman's vacant lot, and the leaves will stay right where they are.
I think maybe I can arrange my schedule so I'll have a few minutes to devote to raking.
Take a lot more than a few minutes.
Well, we'll see.
I'll say we will.
Years back, in my younger days, I used to get quite a kick out of autumn leaves. I used to enjoy running through them.
Oh, Aunt Beth and I used to do that. One day we were running through piles of leaves, and Aunt Beth tripped over a pig that was asleep in one of them.
Oh, I didn't finish telling you. Go ahead.
You didn't finish what?
Telling you about Rooster and the bacon sandwiches. But go ahead with your story. Aunt Beth tripped over a pig, huh?
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, that was all. She fell down and was scared, and the pig ran away squealing.
They tell me pigs will eat people.
Yes, I understand they will.
Be a very miserable way to die, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Kind of embarrassing.
Uh-huh.
Newspapers state Mr. Ray Johnson of this city passed away yesterday as a result of being
ate
by a pig.
Oh, Raj, for goodness sake.
Well, yeah.
Ain't that the little Rogers girl across the street?
It's one of them.
She's got her tam o' shanter on.
Uh-huh. Certainly a swell day, ain't it, boy?
Yeah. By tonight, there might be a thunderstorm come up.
I doubt it.
You can't ever tell about August weather that way. Why, one time there in Dixon, it come up a hailstorm so big that The whole town was covered with hail a foot deep. I remember.
Oh, I never told you.
Huh?
I still haven't told you about Rooster Davis and the bacon sandwiches.
Well, tell it.
Go ahead with what you were telling.
Well, that's all there was to it. One time in Dixon, during what looked like a calm summer day, it come up a hailstorm to where the ground was covered a foot deep.
Very remarkable.
What about Rooster and the sandwiches?
He's going to start a restaurant.
Uh-huh.
In this restaurant, he's going to sell nothing but bacon sandwiches.
Hmm.
Going to deal in bacon sandwiches exclusively.
Hmm.
Restaurant's going to be right downtown.
Yeah.
Corner of Main and Jefferson Streets.
Oh, there you go again.
How do you mean?
Well, instead of telling a thing and finishing it, you just say one sentence at a time and make a person answer.
Oh.
What about Rooster and his bacon sandwiches?
Well, he's going to have a live pig out in back of the restaurant, see?
Uh-huh.
And whenever a customer comes in and orders a bacon sandwich, Rooster steps outdoors with a knife and cuts off a piece of bacon.
Cuts it off the pig?
Sure. All bacon comes from pigs.
Well, I know that, foolish. What's the point?
The point is that the pig's alive.
Well?
The pig is given ether and chloroform so it won't hurt. A chunk of bacon is removed. A trained nurse steps forward and nurses the pig back to health and strength. He eats his dinner and gets fat, making more bacon. Another customer wants a sandwich, so Rooster again puts his pig to sleep with ether and chloroform and again cuts off a chunk. Sure. See, all you need is one pig. You don't lead a very gay life of it, what with being stabbed every little
while.
Ish. Huh?
Ish.
Okay.
Here comes Mr. Foster on his bicycle.
Uh-huh.
He's got his dinner bucket tied to his handlebar.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going in the house.
Oh, why, Ma?
Oh, I've got things to do.
Well, it's been a pleasant chat.
Yeah.
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block. And so we leave Mrs. Beach and Crisco's Vic and Sade until the next time. Don't forget to listen.